Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Houston Police Department issued more than 500 citations to homeless people in the 2 months since City Council approved new rules cracking down on their presence in downtown and in East Downtown. It's part of Mayor John Whitmire's effort to get homeless people off the street, and it's the highest rate of citations to homeless people since he took office last year. The typical fine was about $200, and at least 24 people spent time in jail. Hannah Leibowitz with UT Arlington's Institute of Urban Studies researched those type of city ordinances and found they don't reduce homeless populations.
The fact that they might be fined, the fact that they might be arrested, the fact that they might have any kind of interaction with the criminal justice system doesn't in any way help them manage their homelessness.
Mayor John Whitmire's office and HPD did not comment on the trend. As a shutdown of the federal government enters its third day, a memo sent this week by NASA's chief financial officer suggests that the agency has furloughed more than 80% of its civil service workforce. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno has more.
The furlough plan targets more than 15,000 employees of the space agency. It also affects 2,317 employees of the Houston-based branch, Johnson Space Center, about 70% of their total workforce. NASA employees who are furloughed will receive back pay at the end of the federal government shutdown and furlough plan. Space Center Houston, the visitor center of the Johnson Space Center, will remain open to guests throughout the shutdown. While specialty tours that include access to the Space Center will be temporarily paused, public tours to the center will continue. The memo sent to NASA's Office of Management and Budget details a short-term plan to address a temporary shutdown of operations. In the event of a lapse in funding, the International Space Station and Artemis program developments will continue. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
It's 82 degrees on the University of Houston campus. Today's high is 89. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for